What are you, hiding in here? Well, he told me you slipped off to do some cleanup here, and I almost didn't believe him. You might be the most attentive man in existence. In more ways than one, of course. Oh, relax. Everyone is busy. My husband is seeing to that. And, he thought you might need some company. Oh, baby, the fear of getting caught is half the fun. You need to live a little. Hey, I said relax. Don't worry about nosy Mrs. Chaplin. I ditched that bitch's cane in a coat room on the way here, so she isn't gonna make it across the field without it. And I offered to get another 2 trays of her deviled eggs since they are selling like crazy. Yeah, seriously. I don't know how she keeps making those things with all the issues of egg prices. I swear she has chickens. I think she has chickens. I think she made like 600 between, like, today and the Easter egg hunt. It's crazy. Like, that old biddy just really needs some cock. She just does. And she might be less nosy and maybe lay off the sauce, too. No, I could smell the whiskey across the table. If she smoked, she could just combust and burst into flames. You know, speaking of bursting, I see you got the hint. So let me lock the kitchen door just to be safe. Yeah, that's better. But you know what would make this even better? Those lips on mine, silly. Yeah. Hmm. What? Of course I'm not wearing panties. My plan today was always for this naughty temptress to get you alone. And I have to spread a little corruption or I just can't sleep at night, you know. Come here. I love it when you know what you want. Remember, you were so timid when this started. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told my husband, you'd know what you want. Just looking at you, staring at me from the pew while he gave the sermon. Fuck, it gave me goosebumps. It was the look of a man who would do anything, to risk anything, to stick his big, nasty cock in me. I know, you had no idea what my husband and I do behind closed doors. If only the parish knew. Ladies like Mrs. Chaplin might actually drop dead from the shock. Okay, I'll stop. Come here. Oh, that's it, baby. Don't hold back. Oh, that's right. Take my titties out, baby. Oh, fuck, my nipples have been rock hard all day waiting for your hands. Oh, and I've been dying to get you alone. Oh, your hands are so fucking big and strong. Not like that husband of mine. I'm lucky, you know, if he knows how to undo my bra. Fuck. Does it make you harder knowing that you're fucking the minister's wife in his own church? Just thinking about me telling him all about the things that we do in our little rendezvous gets me so fucking wet. He almost comes just hearing about it. Yeah. But the thing is, I only tell him if he's a good boy. It's like his little reward. And that tickles. So you be careful, naughty boy. May have to tell my sissy husband on you. Hmm? Oh, my knees. I like that. And you're really like nothing like him. You're not afraid to take what you want. Now, what I want you to do is just do what you want, right? Oh, okay. I'm ready if you are, baby. Get that zipper up. Yeah. Oh, nice. Really? Just got it all out in front of me, huh? I'm gonna smack me in the face with it. And what am I supposed to do with this monster cock of yours, huh? Besides you hitting me in the face and... Oh! On my tongue. You could put an eye out with that thing, though. But I guess I should put it somewhere before somebody gets hurt, huh? Like my mouth. You think my mouth would be a good spot? And just what should I do with it in my mouth? Huh? You just wanted me to suck your cock, baby. Well, that's good to know. I'm just a silly wife. What would I possibly know? I do know. I should be punished for being so fucking silly. And whatever will you do to me, huh? Oh, fuck. I am such a naughty wife, baby. And I'm so glad to have a real man like you to teach me a lesson. What? You're done already? No, I don't need you to reciprocate, baby. Later tonight, I'll make my husband do that. And if he's lucky, there might still be some cum in my pussy. That is, if Sir feels I deserve such an honor as his load. Is that a no? Oh. Well, just bend me over, baby. Right over the counter. I fucking love that. And of course I didn't wear panties today. I told you that. I knew that when I got you alone, I didn't want to waste any time getting them off. And why else would someone wear a skirt? If not to let, men just hike it up and fuck her silly, huh? And now that you have me bent over, are you gonna fuck me or just stand there and take in the view like some tourist, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh. It's so good. All I needed a good fuck. Oh, and you never disappoint. Oh, that feels so good. Fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking wet from it. Oh my god, baby. Oh. Oh. No. He was naughty, so he didn't get any pussy from me, baby. I asked him to do the dishes, and you know what he said? No. I wish he said we were hiring a maid. He told me it was a woman's job, so I had to put him in his place. Fuck. Honestly, it's late in the marriage to build a backbone. Oh, and I'll make sure he remembers it as he buries his tongue in my pussy. And if that doesn't work, then I guess I'll just have to make him eat my ass, too. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I'm evil, you're right. But if I wasn't, you wouldn't be balls deep in this pussy right now, baby. Fuck. I best not hear you complaining. I got one prissy bitch. I don't need a second one. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, you're not prissy at all. Fuck. You're a fucking stallion. Oh, fuck me. You pound it like I'm just your dirty little sex toy. You just used me like I'm a good little slut. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, you give it to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No. Oh, I'm good. Oh, yeah. I've had my juices running down my leg all day. Fuck, I gotta catch my breath. You have no idea how much I needed that, baby. Yeah, you know, well, my cum all over that cock might give you an idea. Now, get those pants off and lay on that mat over there. Oh, I don't want to cure these knees while I'm riding my stallion. That wouldn't be any fucking fun at all. I just love staring at your pole, baby. Does it ever go down? Or are you just hard all fucking day? Just for me. Yeah, I bet. You do know how to make a lady feel very, very special, baby. And let me show you how much. Oh, fuck. Oof, sliding down and it feels so fucking good. I swear your dick got bigger, baby, now. Giddy up, young stallion. Oh, and I've got miles to go before I'm through with you. I said giddy up. Oh, are you a stallion or a pony, baby? Oh, You're a prize stud and I'm your mare, just ready to be fucking bred. Oh, that's it. Let me ride it, baby. Oh, shit. If I rode my husband this hard, he might be sobbing. Well, that's right. You grab my ass, baby. Just grab it like that. Yeah, I'll slow down a little bit for you. Oh, yeah. Wait. Fuck. Oh, you ruined this pussy, baby. You fuck me like you want it. Oh, and you hit that spot right fucking there. Oh, fuck. I really should get a video of this next time. He could learn a thing or two from you. I could make him watch us in the corner. That might make for a nice punishment next time he gives me any fucking bat talk. Oh, yeah. Well, kind of back talk is like he should be eating me out. He can really do that one thing very fucking well. Fuck. Yeah, bury your face in my tits, baby. Just like that. Don't stop. Don't stop. Wait. What? Where are you? Oh. Nice. You want me on my back, baby. Well, you know what kissing does to me, baby, don't you? Is this what you want? Having my legs up just like this on your fucking shoulders, huh? Oh, I'm a very, very good girl, sir. Please, please give me more of your cock. I want to come again. And I want, sir, to empty those balls nice and deep inside of me. Can you do that? Have I been good enough for that, huh? Oh, I'll take that as a yes. I love the feeling of your nice full ball slapping against my ass harder. I want to feel it. Oh, that's right, Ed. Yeah, lift my legs up. You fucking breed me, baby. Of course I want you to breed me. That's what stallions do, isn't it? They breed their mare and pump her full of their seed. Can you do that for me? Good fucking boy. Or should I say, good man? Fuck. What? I stopped taking birth control weeks ago. You're gonna come put a baby right in me, baby. Come on. He's shooting blanks anyway. Fuck. Don't stop. I told you I wanted a real fucking man. Are you a real man? Then what the fuck are you waiting for? You pound that dick into me, baby. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You come with me, come on. Empty those fucking balls. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. So fucking good. Oh my god. Yeah, just slide out real slow, baby. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Come here, baby, let me clean you up, huh? What? I was serious, he's got nothing in there. Oh yeah, you're gonna be the one putting a baby in me, baby. You're fun. I was worried that might be the thing that made you run away. Yeah, fuck, what time is it? Shit, I gotta get back soon. Can you pass me, like, 2 trays of those fucking deviled eggs? No, you keep the last batch. You're gonna need the protein to keep up with me, baby, and I'd hate to break you. I don't get a baby that way. Are you running the projector tomorrow night for Star Trek? Good. I'll bring your popcorn personally, and you can quietly pop another one in me. We can call it Deep Space 69. Okay, I'd tell you to live long and prosper, but we'll need more practice before my womb is prosperous, because that cock of yours is plenty enough, baby. I am naughty, but isn't that why you fuck me? Make me into a, like a deviled egg, I guess. Don't worry. I'll tell you all about how much he begs to bury his face in my used pussy, baby, and I know how hard that makes you. It makes my pussy absolutely fucking drip, baby. Don't worry. I'll see you tomorrow night, lover.